Hi there, and welcome to Here's a Thought, the blogcast for people who overthink. I'm Jan M. Flynn, a writer who rarely thinks about anything without overthinking it. If that's your superpower too, I say we embrace it. Still, I'm sure there are times when you could use a quick break from the voices in your head. So, I invite you to spend a few minutes hearing from the ones in mine. This is the last episode of 2022, and my New Year's wish is that you will share with me your suggestions for a topic you'd like me to take on in a future episode. After all, this stuff isn't going to overthink itself. It's easy to get in touch with me, and you don't have to get on an email or newsletter list to do it, and I will never share your contact information. Shoot me an email at heresathought8@gmail.com, or contact me on my website at janmflynn.net, or send me a DM on Twitter at Jan M. Flynn Author, and you'll find all those links in the show notes. Short episode this week, because as to what I'm overthinking, the truth is I'm kind of not. This week, this bridge between Christmas / Hanukkah / Kwanzaa and New Year's, well, it just might be my favorite week of the year. It's quiet. Winter doesn't feel endless yet. It still feels cozy. And this week, in contrast to the weeks leading up to it, barring geopolitical calamities, there's just not that much going on. And I find that just lovely. What do we even call this week between Christmas and New Year's? I Googled it, and I found a number of names, none of which we seem to have settled on. It appears that the Brits, or some of them anyway, call it Boxing Week. Well, okay. But I saw more imaginative terms suggested. Betwixtmas, Crimbo Limbo, the Marinium, and my own, Prepiphany. Some Twitter twits, dismissed this week. They call it the doldrums, a period in which time loses meaning and we are left to drift aimlessly amidst balled-up wrapping paper, unassembled toys, and cookie crumbs, until the last desperate blowout on New Year's Eve. I disagree. I think this week is the real most wonderful time of the year. Maybe as a kid I woke up cranky with a sugar hangover on December 26th, but as the years have passed, I have grown to savor this fleeting annual pause, this time of after all that and not yet that. The last week of the year is unique, set apart from the previous 51, and I believe it merits appreciation as such. Here's just some of what there is to love about what I call Lull Week. If your Christmas was a magical, fun-filled merriment, well, now you have lovely and irreplaceable memories. If it was a slow agony of family drama and awkward gifts, it's over with. If Christmas is a triggering event, an annual assault on your hard-won composure from which you endeavor to hide, it's safe to come out now. If you're the family elf, the kinkeeper, the one who's in charge of producing the whole holiday like a multifaceted event, an event that's loaded with expectations and the potential for disasters, ranging from delayed flights or a burned roast to someone testing COVID positive on December 24th, then one, you're almost certainly a woman, and two, you can take a deep breath. However you did it, it's done. This goes double if you're a mom with school-age kids, or a grandparent who is filling in. It's still winter break, after all. That means you're out from under wrangling the kids to school in the mornings, overseeing their homework and projects, and driving them to the gym or field or pool. And believe me, when I am queen, any coach who schedules practice between December 22nd and January 2nd will be shut in the locker room with all the dirty laundry. All the winter band concerts, all the dance recitals, all the pageants are done, and you have a whole week to simply enjoy your kids. Now, if you're one of those energetic types who takes the whole herd skiing for the week, fine, you do you. But I think it's a perfect time to watch a few movies, play some board games, even video games, order pizza, and just hang out with your offspring. Honestly, how much of your time as a parent or a grandparent do you really get to do that? For many folks with a 9-to-5 job that rarely stays within its time boundaries, This week is usually slow at work. Half the office has taken vacation time, including the boss. If you're still stuck at your desk, at least you can clear out your inbox before the onslaught gets up to full speed again next week. The fourth quarter is already a wrap, so you can relax about your year-end goals. Nobody really expects you to crush it during Lull Week. Meanwhile, the decorations are still up. The evenings still sparkle with lights. The festive air remains present, but toned down to a pleasant background volume. And except for a few after-Christmas sales or caterers negotiating hefty fees for last-minute New Year's Eve spreads, nobody has really figured out how to commercialize this week. It's not Black Friday, it's not Cyber Monday, and we all understand that diets don't start until after New Year's Day. January, in all its chilly asceticism, will be upon us all too soon. We'll have a whole new year, and whatever it brings, to face as best we can. The news cycle will be churning out calamities and impending disasters with its customary zeal the moment the ball drops in Times Square. Until then, at least some of the media energy, social and otherwise, will be routed into 2022 retrospectives. Those might be depressing, but at least if we're watching them, it means we've survived them. I suggest avoiding them altogether. The world is as close to a pause this week as it's ever going to get. So take advantage. Follow nature's cues and store your energy. You'll need it later. Read that book you've been meaning to. Take a nap if you feel like it. Enjoy the interregnum. Celebrate Prepiphany. Lull Week comes, but once a year. Thanks for listening to Here's a Thought with Jan M. Flynn. I hope you'll subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And please help build our audience by leaving a star rating or a review. Remember, I'm seeking input and suggestions from listeners, and I'd love to hear from you. You'll find links in the show notes for easy ways to get in touch with me. So until next time, may you enjoy however much downtime you can possibly find. And may all your thoughts be good ones.